State Representative Peggy Wilson says her experience gives her insight and relationships that help her represent Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, and other communities in the State House, along with her status as a member of the Republican majority.
And I assume that we will have be in the majority again, and it's just a fact of life that when you're in the majority, you have better opportunities to help your district.
Democratic challenger and former Sitka Assemblymember Reber Stein says Wilson has not been effective in her job and that her position as chairwoman of the House Transportation Committee has led to her focus on the whole state at the expense of her home district. As an example, Stein cites Wilson's support for the Alaska-class ferry project. He says the ferries will run up and down Lynn Canal, which isn't helpful for District 2.
I understand Peggy's support for the vessels. As chair of the Transportation Committee, she's chair for all of Alaska, and as I've said in other instances, that neutralizes her ability to advocate directly for District 2.
Wilson says the ferries, which don't have staterooms and are designed for single-day sailings, are an affordable option to improve ferry schedules.
Is it ideal? No, there's a lot of people that aren't happy with it, but what we did is we took input from people all across, not only in just in Southeast, but all across the state, actually, and put it all together, and this is what we've come up with.
So Stein says because Wilson chairs the Transportation Committee, she's focused on the state at the expense of her district, and when it was time for the candidates to ask questions of each other, Wilson fired back.
If you don't think that I should be a chairman of a committee, then does that mean that if you go to Juneau that you're not going to try to be a chairman of any committees?
Stein seemed to indicate that it wasn't chairmanships in general that bothered him so much as Wilson's chairmanship of the Transportation Committee.
When you became the chair of transportation, that is where I think your advocacy for the district and perhaps the rest of the state appreciates what you've been doing, but advocacy for the district waned as you became the flag bearer for the Alaska class ferries, for the governors as you speak. These are not examples of improvement to service to Sitka to Petersburg.
Later in the forum, Wilson came back to that point.
You keep saying that I shouldn't work for the state as a whole, and I personally feel like I'm a state legislator, so I have to work for the state as a whole. Plus, I do work for this district, and actually, this district gets more per diem, in the capital budget. This district gets more than almost any other district, and other legislators aren't happy about that.
During the live forum, which aired on KCAW, KFSK, and KSTK, Wilson and Stein fielded questions from throughout the district, including one from a listener in Petersburg. The listener wanted to know whether the candidates supported granting state lands to the University of Alaska.
No, I'm definitely against it until we have the access that we in our district and people in Southeast need to have some of that land.
For example, Wilson says Petersburg's attempts to become a borough would require it to have more land.
We don't have very much land in Southeast Alaska because it's mostly federal lands. It's the Tongass National Forest. And so I actually helped kill that bill because I think that there are some landless natives in both Wrangell and in Petersburg in my district, and I want them to be able to pick some land.
Stein says granting land to the University of Alaska is an important process to continue.
However, I do believe that there needs to be a rigorous process to ensure that, as Peggy points out, that when we have groups that are owed or have earned land selection rights, that we make sure that those are addressed adequately.
Another question from Petersburg asked about plans to connect Petersburg and Cake's electrical systems. The intertie could cost $30 million to construct.
I don't believe that it makes sense to spend $30 million to get electricity to Cake to a population of 500 unless it's part of a larger project. And I think we really need to keep that in mind, that it is there's no economic model that will support $30 million expenditures for populations of 500 around the state.
Stein says if Cake is part of a larger intertie, it's a different question altogether. Wilson says that's how she sees it.
It's not just so that we can get it to cake. It's so that we can complete the electric grid that we have so that all of Southeast will end up having some kind of more affordable energy.
The general election is Tuesday. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.